And two, it's very good to help us resist temptation. We can get all the verses on a topic, and that will be our strength to fight the spiritual battle. So and if you've never done, take a look at back at 2 Timothy 2:15 again for a second. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does a workman do? Go on welfare? What does a workman do? He works, yeah. So are we supposed to work to learn what the Bible means? Yes, we are. We're supposed to be diligent about that. We're supposed to work at it. All right? Now, if, you know, maybe all you've ever done in terms of studying the Bible is you read it every day, which is very good. Praise the Lord. Okay? But you've never actually studied a word out yourself or done anything like this, well, this is a great time to start. God wants you to read it. He also wants you to know how to study it. Studying is not just for our pastor. All right? Studying is for all of us to know how to understand and look up words in the Bible. That's something all of us should be able to do. It's something incorporating study of the Bible into our spiritual food. Our time with the Lord is important. We should be doing this. This is a valuable thing for us to do. So this is important. And if you've never done it, start. And it's a sad thing. You might even have a Bible. They might even. I can think of several situations where people graduated from Bible college and they never knew how to look up all the references of the word. You know, that's what in the world is going on here? Okay, bad situation. So how can we do this then? How can we actually look up all the references to a word? Well, there's several ways. First, we're going to talk about the old-fashioned way. This is an old-fashioned meeting, an old-fashioned place. So one way you can do it. First, you can look up. This is how you look up all the references to an English word. So let's say you were having that struggle with being depressed, and so you want to look up all the references on joy. Well, you can get this book here, Strong's Concordance. All right, they're pretty cheap, and you can buy one in the bookstore, I'm sure. And hey, excellent! My computer is up. Praise the Lord. All right, that's the new-fashioned way. That's actually easier. I actually don't even own one of these because it's easier to do it on there. But if you're, you know, that's fine. Electricity goes out. Yeah, you got to go back to this here, right? Yeah. What'll you do? You couldn't even plug your iPad in. I mean, how could you survive, right? So anyway, yeah. That's right. So this is still a valuable book, obviously, okay? Now, so let's say you want to look up all the references to joy in here. Well, it's just alphabetical, and so you turn to J, the page with that. You know, justice, judge, just, okay, J-O, Joram, okay, that's too early. Joseph, Jotham, where's joy? Joshua, joy is, oh, Jotham, okay, need me the next page. Joy. And then it says also, see, enjoy, joyed, joyful, joying. Because you want to, like, enjoy wouldn't come under the ones for joy. So enjoy would be good to look up too. And here are all the references. It's on page 552. So all you, then it lists the verse and it gives you a fragment from the verse. So you could take this, find out where all the references are, and then look up those references in your Bible, study them in context. Something that actually, I know Heather has done a number of times, is like she actually did that study on joy. It was a blessing to her. And she looked at the verses, then she kind of paraphrased what each one of them meant, looked at the context, and wrote an application. And so she did that with all the verses on joy, and that was a real blessing. So you could do that. You look up the references, maybe explain what they mean, and make an application. I'm going to pass Strong's Concordance around, okay? So if you've never seen it or known how to use it, you can look at this. This is the one from a pastor's library, so don't like write in it or something, okay? But you can see how this thing works by just looking up those words that way. I also want to point out in the back they have a little dictionary, and they have all the Greek and Hebrew words of the Bible are given a number. Like, I'm on page 68, and on page 68 in the word back, the word for fig has a number 4810. Or on the other side, the word for to exhort is 4900. So we're going to hold that thought for a second. So I think you know how to use this already. So I'm going to start back here. And you have, okay. That's, so you can look through that and pass that back. So that's how you would look up an English word in Strong's Concordance. And it's also a big book, so it helps you exercise as well, your arms. And so it's very valuable in that way. Now, let's say you want to look up a Greek or a Hebrew word. Now, you can always say that you know a little Greek and a little Hebrew, as long as you add that the Greek owns a deli and the Hebrew owns a jewelry store. But you can say stuff like that. But how can you do that? Is there a way you can do that without actually knowing the language? There is. This is how you can do that. For that, you need a book called The Englishman's Greek Concordance. So I'm going to write that on the board here. Englishman's Greek Concordance. And there's a Hebrew one, too, that I didn't get from the back. But you can get the one that's like this for the Old Testament also. So let's say, now, you can use this book without knowing any Greek or Hebrew, which is a blessing, because otherwise there wouldn't be much point passing it around, would there? All right? So what you want to do, let's say you want to see all the references to a Greek word, which obviously is a valuable thing, because one Greek word might be translated several different ways in the Bible. How can you look those up? Well, what you do here is you look in the back. In the back, it gives you all the English words, like on, it's, I'll see what page it starts on here. It starts on page, page 870, like around 873. So you go to page 873, and there it has all the, it has the English words listed, all right? So let's say you want to look up, I'm just going to pick a word in 873, the word accept, A-C-C-E-P-T. So I want to study out what it means to be accepted, accepted by God or something like that. Well, in this, if you look up the word accept, and actually do this as I pass this one on, or look up some words so you see that you get it, okay? It has some Greek words in funny letters that you don't even need to know how to read, all right? Now, if you know how to read them, it's great. But you don't have to use this. And then there are some numbers. It says 68. There's after so for the word accept, there are the numbers 68, 137, 445, and 662. That means, and there are four funny looking Greek words by a Greek funny looking Greek word by each of those. Then again, they would think our words look funny and their words look normal. But in any case, they think so. You see these words by these numbers. So you say, well, what do I do then? Well, you, that means there are four different Greek words translated accept. So you go to the first one on page 68. So you go to page 68. And on page 68, it gives you all the verses where that Greek word is found in the Bible with the verses in English. So you could look up in English all the references to this Greek word on page 68. All the references to this Greek word on page 137, that one on 445 and 662, and that way you could look up all the references to the Greek word without even knowing how to read the Greek alphabet. And you can see how that word is used in the Bible, how it's translated different ways, and get a sense of what it means. So that's how you use the Englishman's Greek Concordance. Before I pass that around, does anybody have any questions about that? I think if you look at it, it's not that hard, but anybody, maybe there's some very obvious question that's very obvious to you, but it's not obvious to me, and you want to ask something about that. Okay. I'm going to pass this around, too. Again, I think our pastor can read the Greek characters, you know, so that'll be all right. And I'll here you go, and you guys can all pass it around there. So that's how you would do it with a physical book. You would look up an English one, you could look in Strong's. Greek word, you could look in the Englishman's Greek Concordance, and you could do the same thing with the Hebrew word also. All right? Now, honestly, that's great. That is a tremendous tool. I think it's easier to do it on a computer. And I basically always do it on a computer because I think it's a lot easier, and that's just what I think. If you disagree, it's fine. Use those, but don't not study the Bible. Actually, use this. How can you do it with a software program? Well, there's several software programs that you can use. First, I'm going to mention two that are free. The one that we're going to be looking at today is called the Online Bible. I don't know why they call it the Online Bible, because you actually download it, so it's not online. But they call it that. And this is free. That is a definite benefit of this program. So it's like it's no hidden costs, unlike Obamacare, okay? It's actually free. And so you can download this for free and use it on your computer the way that I'm going to show you how to do it. I've downloaded it. There's also a version you can buy for a pretty cheap price that gives you all kinds of extra stuff. Another free program that people use is called eSword. I don't actually use eSword, so I don't know a whole lot about it. I mention it because a lot of people do it. And you could probably talk to some other brother in the church or sister in Christ, and they could tell you how to use eSword. Because probably a decent... Raise your hand if you ever heard of eSword. Okay. Yeah. See? All right. So they could show you how to use eSword. Two ones that you might that you can buy. One is called Logos. Logos has a great library system and some pretty good search capabilities. And then, in my opinion, the best Bible software in the world is called Accordance. But Logos and Accordance you both have to buy, so we're not going to talk about those today. We're going to talk about the ones that are free, because we're for that. We are for things that are free. All right. Now, I think, do we leave the pulpit, should we leave the pulpit up? Can anybody see that screen with the pulpit here? Everybody sees it. Well, that's fine. It doesn't matter too much if I can see it. Is my computer back there? Or is it up here? It's back there? Okay. Josh knows how to use computers because he's a college graduate and everything. And so I'm going to have him do certain things on my computer. Hopefully it won't download a virus or something. But I'm going to show you how to do certain things on this program here. Josh, could you please... hit Command W first. It'll make that go away. All right, thank you. And actually, you can the thing behind that. Click on the. Just click somewhere. Yeah, just click anywhere, and hit Command Q. Because we're not going to be looking at Accordance. And go back to get Online Bible back on the bottom. Go to the very bottom of the page, and all the way down, to the bottom. Yeah, keep going down. Yeah, okay. And go to the left. Yes. Right. One more. Yes. Click there. Good. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Stand on your head. No, just kidding. All right. Hit Command. Go to the file menu. Go to the file menu. New. Okay, that's how you get. Yeah, that's how you get a Bible. So you can get the Bible. Go to KJV. So you have the King James there. You get the Bible up. Go to the search menu. Oh, yeah. I usually don't use the menu, but yeah, that's another way to do it. So good. So there's a search. So let's say you want to do that joy search, and you want to do it on this free program because you're really a computer person. You can type the word joy and then hit find. Hey, can I get a pointer? Is there like one of those red pointers that I could get? No? You do. Hey, could I get it? That'd be great. We're high tech today. I mean, this is amazing. So there you see. Notice you see now how many references to the word joy are there in the Bible? 161. Notice at the top there it says joy, 161. And you can see all the references very quickly. Let's say you want to see the context. Because what's a text without a context? A pretext. Good. So let's say you want to do that. Well, click on click on where it says like 1 Samuel. Move over a little bit, Josh. Well, no, go back. Yeah, okay, that worked. So there, notice you got the context up. So there's verse 6 of 1 Samuel 18, and you can see all the verses around it. And that's so you can do that to see the context of each of the verses, or you can just make a new window and get the context. Now go back and get that joy study back again. Yeah, you may have to, just search again. I guess search again, yeah, and hit find, yeah. So there are all the verses again. And so you can look them all up and get the context. Now, let's say you also want to get joy, joyfully, joyous, and all kinds of stuff like that. You want all those words together. Well, get that search window back, please. And after the word joy, put a star, like on the keyboard on your phone. You know, you have the pound and the star. Hit the one that looked the star. Good. All right. Thank you, Josh. Ooh. Whoa. All right. So notice you can see that star there. Now, this will find all the references to joy plus whatever else, the words with that. So go ahead and click on find or hit enter. So notice that we have now joyfulness, joy, joyful, joy. And notice now we went from 161 to 193. So we found a few extra ones. And so that's how you could find all the English words translated joy in the Bible. And you're having a struggle with depression, looking those up will help you in a great way. That will be a blessing to you. All right? That's how you could find an English word. Any questions on how to find an English word? I don't think it's that bad. If you can check your email, I think you can do this. Go ahead and get that search box back, please, Josh. Search. Okay, and remember, this is free. You can get this free on your computer. Now, let's say you want to find a phrase. To find a phrase, you can just type that word in. Well, let's say you want to find joy. Keep the asterisk up, actually. Joy and God. So type, click on the, well, before you get rid of the word God first, click on the word and then type God. Now hit find. Now you're going to find all the verses with some form of the word joy and the word God together. All right? So there is joyfulness in God. So you're supposed to serve God with joyfulness. Okay? Or here, you enter the house of God with joy. Stuff like that. So that's how you could find a phrase or something like that. You could type in more than one word, too. Get the search box back, please. And you can search for or. You can search for phrases. You could search for or. That would be the word joy and or the word God. And that would be lots and lots of references because the word God is very common. There's all these different commands you can learn how to use. And it comes with a little thing telling you how to use it. We're not going to do any more English ones right at this time. But that's how you would do that. Now, I'm going to show you how to do that Greek word search, and you'll see it's easier here. Let's say, so close that window out, please, and get a new window up that has 2 Timothy 2:15. So go to File, New. Oh, yeah, New, that'll work. Either one. New, Bible, KJV. And then, hit Command-B. Oh, yeah, that'll work too. So get to 2 Timothy 2:15. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Let's say you want to study the word study. Seems like a good idea. That was actually Heather's first word study she ever did was to study the word study. Because, you know, seems like a good place to start. All right? So let's say you want to see what this Greek word is here. All right? Well, there's several things you can do. First of all, double-click on the word study. That gives you, Thayer is the Greek lexicon. Lexicon means dictionary. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Okay? So it says Thayer there. So this is the Greek word there, translated study, in 2 Timothy 2:15, and it tells you how to say it in English, spoudazo. All right? Notice there's this number here, 4704. Okay? And it tells you all the ways that word study is translated. It's translated endeavor 3 times, do diligence 2x, be diligent 2x, give diligence 1x, be forward 1x, labor 1x, study 1x. So it's found 11 times, and then it tells you what it means. All right. So make haste, exert oneself. So the idea of study there is actually be diligent. It doesn't sound like study. That's kind of an older meaning of the word study, just to show you that's consistent with even the King James and what it means when it says study. Get the search box up again and type the word study. Yeah. And fine. So, okay, we have that verse. and here, that you study to be quiet. Now, obviously, that's us saying, get a book out. Let me learn how to be quiet, okay? I'm going to read a book on that. All right, the idea is you're diligent to be quiet. So if you have a King James that has the footnotes, like one of the ones by D.A. Waite, it will tell you that the idea of study is to be diligent. And you can even see that in 1 Thessalonians 4. Okay, you can close that window out. Now, if you're being diligent to show yourself approved in your workman that's rightly dividing the word of truth, you are going to actually study the Bible. So that's still in there. But the actual idea of study is be diligent. Now, let's say, so here we looked this word study up in the dictionary just by double-clicking on the word. And boom, here's the definition. Now, let's say you want to look up all the references. Get that search box up again. Now you search for the number. Can somebody tell me what the number is for the Greek word study here? Then I'll know you're following me. What's the number for the Greek word study here? 4704. It's right here. So you type in 4704 and hit find. Here, now, you see, and these are all the 11 verses where the Greek word study is found. And you can see where they are and how they're translated. I was forward to do, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, endeavor the more abundantly, study to show thyself approved, do thy diligence to come unto me, do thy diligence to come, diligent labor. So you can see, that's how you, was that hard to do? That wasn't that hard. All you did is you found the Greek word number by double-clicking on the word, you got the Strong's number, and then you searched for the Strong's number. And then you got all the references to that word. And you can see the idea of study there is you exercise diligence. You endeavor to do it. All right? Let's try one. Any questions about that at this point? You've just learned how to look up all the references to a Greek word for free without knowing any Greek. That's very valuable. And that's something you should be doing. Let's do another one. This is another one that Heather thought was very interesting. Let's say you want to find out what a virtuous woman is. Okay? Virtuous woman. Well, let's go to Proverbs 31. Josh can get that up. And go to the verse where we have the verb virtuous. All right. And it's like verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, before we do anything more, get in your mind, I want you to have in your mind right now what you think this word means. Virtuous woman, have it in your head. Now, obviously, we're not going to do a comprehensive study. Virtuous woman, okay? Now, double-click on the word. What? You know what? Well, I just gave away. So you have to do that first, okay? And then I want you to tell me what the step is to study the instance of this word out. So go ahead and double-click on it because I already told them that. What do I do now? Somebody tell me. First, they get something up. What do I need to get up first? Get the search box up. Okay, let's get the search box up. What do I put in the search box? I put in the number. Good. I put in this number here, 02428. That's the number. In the online Bible, all the Hebrew Strong's numbers have a zero in front of them, and the Greek ones don't. So you type in 02428 and hit find. And this gives you the 228 references to the word translated virtuous in Proverbs 31. Notice some of the ways this word is translated. Activity, wealth, hosts, army in the sense of hosts, the people, able men, they were able. Moses chose out able men, they had ability, and keep going down. Valiant, host, war, wealth, substance, you keep going down. Valor, men of valor, valiant, there's the virtuous. Strength, band of men, hosts, valiant, it keeps going down. We're not going to look up all 228 right now for obvious reasons. But there's 228 references there. Now, now go back to this one with a lexicon. So just click over here somewhere. There you get a little summary. The word valiant is translated army 56 times, men of valor 37 times, host 29, forces 14, valiant 13, strength 12, which is 11, wealth 10, power 9, substance 8, might 6, strong 5, miscellaneous 33, total 243. Gives you some ideas of what the word means there. So, remember when Christ said somebody touched the Lord and it said virtue went out of him? The idea was power, okay? So the virtuous woman, she certainly has godly character qualities. Obviously, you can just read that. She's a very godly, godly lady. But she actually also is a lady that's capable. She's a capable wife. She's somebody who actually, she's not sitting by the wall just wilting, okay? She works hard, okay? Like Mrs. Roberts, okay? She's constantly working, okay? She actually is a godly lady who does all kinds of stuff like in that chapter, all right? She's spiritually strong. She's somebody who is able. She's capable. She knows how to do a lot of things. She's a hard worker. She can get things done. This is a great kind of woman to have as your wife. So, you know, you can see, we can see that looking up the references to that Hebrew word and seeing what it means, maybe it's affected for in a positive way our view of what's involved in the virtuous woman. All right? She's somebody who's, if somebody's lazy, she is doesn't know how to do anything, well, then there's some work to do for her to be a virtuous woman. All right? And now, obviously, if she's virtuous, she's going to have those character, like, you know, she's going to be meek and all those things as well. I'm not downplaying that in any way. But we can see that she works hard. And we can learn what's involved in being a virtuous woman by this simple study. And you can look up, we're not going to do it now, you can look up all 200-some references of that and see, okay, what, I'm a lady, I want to be a virtuous one. I want to be this Proverbs 31 lady. Well, looking up those references could help you figure that out. Let's do one more here. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2:2. 2 Thessalonians 2:2. Those are more practical ones. Joy, virtuous, study. I'm going to show here how there was doctrinal implications in knowing how to study verses out, or word studies. Okay, this is a verse that people who don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture camp out on, and they wave a big flag, they highlight it in neon, okay? Because here it says, Paul's writing to Thessalonians, and he says that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, etc. So somebody who doesn't know how to study the Bible very well might say, well, look, see, the rapture can't happen until first there's the man of sin comes. So we shouldn't be looking for the rapture. We should be looking for the Antichrist. We should be looking for him. We should be stockpiling food and stuff because we're going to be in the tribulation. The day of Christ isn't at hand until first the man of sin is here. And so you can clearly see from this passage the pre-tribulation rapture is false. The first the Antichrist has to come. Don't look for the rapture. Look for the Antichrist. And buy my book about how the rapture is false, all right? And so you could see how that would actually, people could conclude that. Now, a study of the word at hand helps us understand what's going on. So double-click on hand. Okay, here's the word at hand, 1764. How do I look up all the references to this word? Search? Okay, get the search box up. What do I do now? Put the number in, 1764. Okay, let's see what this word is translated as. Okay, nor things present, or things present for the present distress, the present even world, the day of Christ at hand. The idea is present. Perilous time shall come, shall be present, for the time then present. So we see the idea of being at hand in this verse. It isn't always the idea at hand, but with this Greek word, the idea at hand is present. Obviously, if my notes are at my hand, they're present with me. Okay? So the idea of at hand here is present. So go back to 2 Thessalonians 2. And without understanding now that the day, it doesn't mean the day of Christ is about to come after the Antichrist comes. What it's saying here is don't be deceived as the day of Christ is at hand in the sense the day of Christ is present. So if you were actually in the day of Christ, if the rapture had already taken place and you were presently in the day of Christ, what would you see? You'd see the Antichrist. You'd see these things. So what Paul is actually saying here, there were people who were writing to the Thessalonians and telling them, you are in the tribulation period. So don't work because the tribulation has already come and you're in it right now. And Paul is saying, no, you're not in the tribulation right now, because if you were, you'd see the Antichrist. That day will not be at hand in the sense of being present until that happens. So the first thing after the rapture is the Antichrist takes power. All right. So actually, this is showing us that when the day of Christ is at hand in the sense of being present, then the Antichrist will be there. So it's not saying look for the Antichrist instead of the rapture. It's saying after the rapture happens and the day of Christ is present, then the Antichrist will take charge. So look for the rapture, not for the Antichrist. Yes. Like the concept? Well, there, I mean, like what you would do, like the word rapture came from the word catching up. You could look at the references to catching up. That would be a way you could do that. And so that is, so that's, yeah, that's valuable. Good question. So we can see here how our doctrine is affected by our ability to look up references. So we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Yes. Well, there's one Greek word translate here. Josh, hit command 3, please. Each, now there's all these numbers here. The ones that have these little, whatever shape those things are called, that each one of those is one word. So here you can see the word by is one Greek word, the word one is one Greek word, the word nor is one Greek word, from is one Greek word, at hand is one Greek word, 1764. So the at hand is only one word. So here you can see, or here, himself above is from one word. All is from one word. And so sometimes there's more than one English word that is translating one Greek word. So the reason we could do at hand that way is because there's one word. And I'd like to show you how to do a phrase too, but we don't have time right now. Well, I think there catching up is also one verb. So that would be one verb. Catching up? What would you like to do? Sure. Well, that'll be the last thing we'll have time to do. Go ahead, get a search box up. Search for the word CATC with an asterisk. And put, catch, and then put the little asterisk symbol. You know what? I think, hit find. Maybe it's not, I'm trying to think, is that the right way to translate? Yeah, hit find. Okay. And go down to the Thessalonians. You know what, that's not, how's it, what's the word where the 1 Thessalonians 4, the rapture one, do you remember? I don't remember what it is, yeah?
The word rapture in Webster, and take that phrase with a pile instead of catching up, what is
it? Yeah, you probably could. Caught up, okay, so search for caught instead of catching up. Search for caught, C-O-U. Yeah, just type caught, C-O-U-G-H. Yeah, and then hit the asterisk thing, that's fun. So okay. We ain't got no English problems here. And it hit fine. Okay, then go to Thessalonians and get the Strong's number for caught there. 726. Actually, you know, close that out. I want to see if up is another one too. Or go back to there, hit command 3. Okay, caught and go down. We can't see it anymore. Caught. Yeah, so caught up is one word. So you can just search for 726. And then, so go ahead and do that, and then we'll have to close because we're out of time. Fine. So there you have all the references to the word caught up. Pluck, catcheth, stuff like that. So, all right. So that's valuable. And we are out of time right now. There's a few more things I wanted to say about it, but we are out of time right now. So, I would encourage you, if you don't have a Bible software program, this one's free. On my website, faithsaves.net, you can find it and download it for free. You can just search on Google. Get it free and try to do a word study yourself. And if you don't get it, I can help you, somebody can help you, and this will help you to learn the Bible for yourself. Yes, Mr. Buda?
It's also available for Windows-based machines.
Yes. There's a Mac version and a Windows version. Yes. So if you're really a strong, spiritually strong, you have a Mac, then you can do that. Otherwise, you can use a PC. But, all right, we're out of time, and you can be dismissed. And good job, Josh. Thank you very much for your help.